Stop.
Well, I gotta tell you, I've been to Rusty's in St. Anthony a long time, many times, not a long time. The last time, well, it wasn't the last time, the Bulls and Bronx was a year ago, was an absolutely fantastic event. But in all of the times to my trips to St. Anthony, North Dakota, I finally met Rusty. Every time I come here, I'm like, are you Rusty? Are you Rusty? No, are you Rusty?
Yes, I am.
Rusty Hoffman is here. We're going to talk about the history and the heritage of this place that should be replicated all around the nation. First, I want to remind you about Certified Piedmontese. It's wonderful to talk about Piedmontese cattle in Morton County, North Dakota, because you got an Angus breeder or two in this county.
Oh, yeah, Ellingson and Schaffson. Oh, yeah, there's a few of them.
You shouldn't have started naming them, because now Tokashes are mad.
Tokashes, okay.
All these other people are mad.
No, they're all.
Grainers are mad. Everybody's mad. Anyway. Certified Piedmontese, you want some tender beef, and you don't need to go to the store. We deliver the tender beef to your door. Details at cpbeef.com. Tell us about Rusty's.
My dad started this bar July 1st, 1945. He had it 28 years, and I took it over in 73, and I had it 42 years. And I sold it April 15th, 1915. I got out of it, so it was 9 years already. It was April 15th that I've been out of it. But it's doing really well.
It is good, and I love the events that you continue to have, and maybe you're not directly involved.
Well, the boys are doing that, you know, the guys that took it over. I sold it to a guy by the name of Al Langing. He sold it to these three guys now. There's Brad Fisher and Bill Fisher and Randy Roan. They own it, keeping it going in a way, which I hope it keeps going.
By the way, for people not from North Dakota, St. Anthony is how big?
That sure would be nice if you get some outsiders in here. You know, if somebody come in the bar that was strange, I got to know him before they left, I guarantee you.
Yeah, it's Rusty, is there 20 people live in St. Anthony?
I'd say maybe 30, 40.
And you said that you spent some time in Nebraska.
I worked down in Kimball and Sydney, and I worked on the missile sites down there.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I lived in Kimball, and I lived in Sydney, too, for a while. But, yeah, I worked in Nebraska and down there in Wyoming. I was down there for 1 year, down there, not all year, but I was down there about 3-4 months. I worked on the missile sites, and I come up here when they had them. Yeah, it was down there.
Did you serve in the military?
It was a dry county down there. Where the hell was it? You know,
sound like Nebraska.
They had a liquor store there. Well, not a liquor store, a liquor bar, where you had bought your bottle, and then they'd have set up so you could get, you know, that. I remember that, you know. But anyway, you'd buy your own bottle back, you know, 50 cents or whatever for the setup. They'd mark your bottle, and whatever, it was all right.
The new guys continue to have events, the Bulls in the Bronx, and I know that there's concerts. And during the DAPL protest, I sat at a campfire right over there with some guy named Doug.
Kenny Wrestler, I bet you.
Yeah, he was Kenny Wrestler.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they have a car show. They have a car show this summer too.
Trust me, if you ever get close to Bismarck or Mandan, North Dakota, find Rusty's. It's about 20 miles south of Mandan.
14 miles south of Mandan.
14 miles. It's not that far from Bismarck. Loose tails, be gentle.
Bismarck's about 25 miles.